ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So especially this Lord Ramchandra's appearance day, I remember in Miami many years ago, devotees would be up all night getting plants and greens and decorate the temple so nicely, and the excitement of the Lord's appearance day. So devotees take great pleasure in festivities and festivals to come together with other Vaishnavas to make tasteful arrangements. You see so many flowers, beautiful flowers and fruits. And devotees' enthusiasm for kirtan. We were remarking yesterday how in the evening time, taking the Lord all around the campus and all the different departments, how devotees were so eager to participate in kirtan and making offerings to the Lord under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada. So this 10th chapter describes how Lord Ramachandra appeared in the dynasty of Maharaj Katvanga. It also describes the Lord's activities, telling how he killed Ravana and returned to Ayodhya, the capital of his kingdom. The son of Maharaj Katvanga was Dhirabahu, and his son was Raghu. The son of Raghu was Aja. The son of Aja was Dasharath. And the son of Dasharath was Lord Ramachandra, the supreme personality of Godhead. When the Lord descended into this world in his full quadruple expansion as Lord Ramachandra, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna, great sages like Valmiki, who were actually in knowledge of the Absolute Truth, described his transcendental pastimes. Srila Sukadeva Goswami described these pastimes in brief. Ramayana is a huge, huge literature. So much detail, just like Mahabharata has so much detail of the pastimes of the Pandavas. So Valmiki and other great sages have written about Ramchandra, not that he's some fictitious personality, he's really the Supreme Lord coming to perform pastimes to attract all of us back to the spiritual kingdom. Lord Ramachandra went with Vishwamrita and killed Rakshasas like Maricha. After breaking the stout and strong bow known as Haradhanu, the Lord married Mother Sita and cut down the prestige of Parasuram. To obey the order of his father, he entered the forest accompanied by Lakshmana and Sita. There he cut off the nose of Sarpanaka and killed the associates of Ravana, headed by Kara and Dushana. Ravana's kidnapping of Sita Devi was the beginning of the demon's misfortune. When Maricha assumed the form of a golden deer, Lord Ramachandra went to bring the deer to please Sita Devi. But in the meantime, Ravana took advantage of the Lord's absence to kidnap her. When Sita Devi was kidnapped, Lord Ramachandra, accompanied by Lakshmana, searched for her throughout the forest. In the course of this search, they met Jatayu. Then the Lord killed the demon Kabanda and the commander Vali and established the friendly relationship with Sugriva. After organizing the military strength of the monkeys and going with them to the shore of the sea, the Lord awaited the arrival of Samudra, the ocean personified. But when Samudra did not come, the Lord, the master of Samudra, became angry. Then Samudra came to the Lord with great haste and surrendered to him, wanting to help him in every way. The Lord then attempted to bridge the ocean, and with the help of an advice from Vibhishana, he attacked Ravana's capital, Lanka. Previously, Hanuman, the eternal servant of the Lord, had set fire to Lanka. And now, with the help of Lakshmana, the forces of the Lord, Ramachandra killed all the Rakshasa soldiers. Then Lord Ramchandra personally killed Ravana. Mandodari and the other wives lamented for Ravana. In accordance with Lord Ramchandra's order, Vibhishana performed the funeral ceremonies for all the dead in the family. Lord Ramchandra then gave Vibhishana the right to rule Lanka and also granted him a long duration of life. The Lord delivered Sita Devi from the Ashoka forest and carried her in a flower airplane to his capital, Ayodhya, where he was received by his brother Bharat. When Lord Ramchandra entered Ayodhya, Bharat brought his wooden shoes. Vibhishana and Sugriva held a whisk and fan. Hanuman carried an umbrella. Shatrughna carried the Lord's bow and two quivers. And Sita Devi carried a water pot containing water from the holy places. Angada carried a sword, and Jambavan, Rikshiraj, carried a shield. After Lord Ramchandra, accompanied by Lord Lakshmana and Mother Sita Devi, met all his relatives, the great sage Vasishta enthroned him as king. The chapter ends with a short description of Lord Ramachandra's rule in Ayodhya. That's just a brief summary from the 9th canto, chapter 10. There's a few other nice summaries describing Lord Ramchandra's pastimes and activities, which are very enlivening. How Ramchandra broke the bow of Lord Shiva. It took 300 men to carry this bow, and Ramchandra has broke it. This way, Sita Devi was given. And also Kaikeyi, she received two boons from Dasharatha. But even when he married Kaikeyi, Kaikeyi's father said, I'll let you marry on the condition that my daughter's son becomes the ruler after you. So in one sense, it's the whole history is all entwined. There's purpose behind everything. And although when Kaikeyi asked for the boon that now Bharat should become the ruler, Dasarath, being Kshatriya, man of honor, yes, immediately. And everyone tried to stop Ramchandra. Even Dasarath gave the advice that you can just, you know, arrest me and take over the kingdom. No one would object, you know, that although I'm giving the order, but you can forcibly take. No, Ramchandra did not want to take the kingdom like this. He wanted to follow, set the example of a righteous and moral king. So even though going to the forest for 14 years, because Kaikeyi thought that if I banish Ram, that what's to stop him in a very short while to gather an army and take over Bharat? So better he goes to the forest. And Ramchandra tried to convince Sita Devi, you were not banished. You stay here in Ayodhya. You know, you're a princess. How you can survive in the forest is so much trouble. She says, what is Ayodhya without Ramchandra? My duty is to be with you. And Lakshman also. So it becomes like very enlivening to see how Lord Ramchandra performed these transcendental pastimes and even exhibited the pastimes of an ordinary husband attached, that when Sita Devi was taken by Ravana, he felt great separation and lamentation and traveled throughout looking, where's Sita? So many examples, these pastimes help us to understand how things in this material world keep us bound to this world, but attachment to the Lord and the Lord's pastimes give us liberation and freedom. So when Ravana took Maya Sita, not the real Sita, the mysteries, like after the when the Lord, the fire was there, and Sita entered the fire, Maya Sita was taken, and the divine form of Sita Devi came out. So in scripture, it's very difficult to understand the stories. So that's why we need to have the shelter of Guru. We need the shelter of the Tattva Darshi. And Srila Prabhupada, he gave us proper understanding, proper guidance, and enlivened us to take up this path of devotional service back to the spiritual kingdom. And Hanuman's devotion, dedication, so shows that we should be dedicated to the Lord, become servant of the Lord, and be ready to fight the Ravana demonic qualities. Set fire to all of Lanka just to show that I am servant of Lord Ramachandra. Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Ki. Yeah. And the Ramayan is still ever fresh, although millions of years later. Mundane literature is very boring, and there's not. Material life is very unexciting. If you think about the materialist, their whole lifestyle is based around their own little sense gratification and the temporal nature. As we read this morning, if you have a car and it moves, it's useful, but if it just sits there, it's useless. So the body is useful as long as it's being utilized to take us to our destination, and our destination is the lotus feet of Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sundalita Vishakha Devi, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. Stay in the association of devotees. No need to read, as we heard yesterday, so many other literatures. In libraries, it's full of so many books and so many ideas and people's speculations and people's various ideas of how to change it to make it supposedly better. And who has the experience by reading Bhagavad Gita again every day of newer and fresher realizations? By reading Srimad Bhagavatam, even though you just recently read it, the words come at you in a different way and give you that inspiration. So we need to stay fixed. Prabhupada is very careful that even if you hear one word from persons who are not tattva-darshis or who are not in the vein of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you could very easily get swayed, distracted. You know, we're walking along the road and somebody wanders off in the forest a little bit, and you get lost in the forest of material existence. So let us stay focused at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. And so much to read, so much to do in this lifetime, you couldn't finish in many lifetimes. So I was only speaking just a short time on Lord Ramchandra. If you have the time today, read the 9th canto, 10th chapter of Lord Ramchandra's pastimes. It doesn't take long. And all day, remember the mood of Hanuman, the dedication of Sita to Ram, and Lord Ramchandra's wonderful exhibition of being ideal king. Even in government, they want the kingdom of Ram Raj, but they don't want to follow. So we want to follow Lord Ramchandra, want to follow Srila Prabhupada, and achieve the highest perfection, dedication.